Well, let's stay with this because we're joined by Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor of Law, Trinity College Dublin. A very good afternoon to you, Professor O'Dell, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. This ruling from the Court of Appeal, particularly in relation to the admissibility or otherwise of the mobile phone data. Now, we know that under Irish legislation, or the Irish legislation under which this data was collected, was declared a breach of EU law. Dwyer's lawyers, as Paul was reminding us, were not arguing that his evidence should be automatically excluded, but that this was grounds for a retrial. Now, looking at how the Court of Appeal has addressed that particular argument, what has it had to say here and what's the significance of that?
Well, one of the interesting things is that the Court of Appeal said that an infringement of European law is not necessarily the equivalent of an infringement of the Constitution. And if the evidence had been unconstitutionally obtained, there would have been a very high bar for the prosecution to jump to justify the admissibility of the evidence. But if it's merely illegally obtained, it's a much lower bar. And the Court of Appeal today said that the appropriate test was the lower bar and that the prosecution had properly jumped that bar and that the court at first instance had properly admitted the evidence. As Paul was saying earlier, there is the possibility of an appeal. I think an appeal is inevitable. It will be inevitable that Graham Dwyer will appeal because he will argue that the higher test should have applied. And although the Court of Appeal indicated that the higher test would still have gone against him, he will also try to argue not only that the higher test should apply, but that it should have been successful in his favour. And I think the Supreme Court is almost inevitably going to take that argument.
There are, of course, other grounds under which this appeal was rejected, not least the Court of Appeal citing the other evidence that was presented in this case.
Yes, there is a provision in Irish law that even if there is an issue with a trial, if the conviction is nevertheless safe and satisfactory, then the appeal will be dismissed. And that was the very final thing that the court said. Even if they got all the admissibility questions wrong, they still said that all of the other evidence was sufficient, that the conviction was safe and satisfactory. I suspect that all of the other grounds of appeal that Paul was talking about in terms of the demeanour of the judge and the interviews and all of that, I don't think any of those are going to go to the Supreme Court. I do think the question of the impact of the invalidity having regard to European law will certainly go to the Supreme Court. And even if it does, it may get referred out to the Court of Justice again, and then it'll come back. And even if the Supreme Court allows the appeal, Dwyer is now only looking for a retrial. So even if the appeal is successful, it goes back down for a retrial, in particular on the admissibility of the electronic evidence. Mm. So this is going to be a very, very long time. In soccer terms, we've barely started the second half.
Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor of Law, Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for that.